Engage.
Good luck to whoever edits this bullshit. So, shotgun scenario. This one is
doing all right. Yeah.
This one is written by an author I haven't seen before. Sarah, I'm going to say Zell, S-Z-E-L-L. It wasn't an award winner of the shotgun scenarios. It was just one of the random ones. But
we're going to call her Sarah Sizzle.
Sarah Sizzle. So good old the Sizzler wrote, I wasn't sold by the title, which usually I am. The description hooked me. And then I got about two paragraphs into it and read a paragraph and I went, oh, this is what we're doing. Like, I don't even know what the rest of it is. I'm going to flesh it out. I think there's some spots I'm going to edit maybe a little bit, depending on what you guys choose to do. But it's a solid premise for a shot scenario. So we shall begin. Unless anybody wants to go around the table, but I think maybe they've heard you all by now.
Probably.
I was watching some other YouTubers and realized that they introduce themselves and pitch their products every single time they start. And I realized that we've been doing this for like a fucking decade and are terrible at doing that. So
it's probably a good marketing strategy.
Anyway, on with the game.
Yeah, sure.
It's Friday, December 20th, 2019. It is 11 o'clock at night.
Did you say December 20th?
Correct.
Is this called Saturnalia again?
Close. Shit. Hold on. Stop the recording.
Saturnalia.
There you go. Yes. Yes, I like it.
That would have been a bad title.
Saturnalia. Obviously, it's a long holiday weekend. You know, shit's going on. Where are you at 11 o'clock at night? I don't know where you all live, but I would say probably you're probably east of the Mississippi if I had to have a guess.
Yes.
No, I'm not.
But yeah, so if anybody wants to go introduce their character, what are they doing on a Friday night? Basically just before Christmas.
So I would probably be out doing some last minute shopping, maybe.
Okay. And you are?
My name is Jared Calez. That's what I'm going to say his last name is. From Huntsville, Alabama. I'm a registered nurse. And I'd be out shopping then for some Christmas gifts for my wife and daughter.
Okay. Daniel didn't do the homework of 20 minutes ago of filling in his bonds, so he's currently writing wife and daughter on the character sheet. Perfect. I like it. So we got Nurse Jared.
Can't decide if my profession would keep me up or if my age is going to have me be asleep.
That's a good sign. We love old agents.
I mean, it's only 52, not that old, but... yeah, we'll say he's probably up. My name is Paul Hewson. I am a police officer. I'm going to say detective just because, from Baltimore.
Okay.
And I am in the office going through some paperwork.
Okay. Working.
Trey D'Onofrio is probably in a Chicago firehouse asleep.
Okay. So you're on duty working.
Yep.
Okay. So Chicago, Baltimore, Alabama. Choices have been made. Perfect. I need some dice.
Somebody else forgot the homework of 20 minutes ago.
No one told me to get my dice.
A lifetime of games has should have prepared you for that.
Alexa, roll a d6.
Alexa, Google could do it.
Just no response.
The problem was I went up to get my dice and said I got a beer, so I'm very pleased with the beer choice, but I am lacking the dice. We'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6. Jeff.
Yes.
Your character's name is Trey.
Trey.
Trey's phone rings.
He will answer it.
It's Trey's special phone. The program is calling.
Oh, okay. I guess he would probably snap himself together a little more than just what?
Maybe Trey saw a couple of people try and like do a nosedive off the top of a building a few years ago. Maybe he was involved with something that he shouldn't have seen. We've got a job. Pack your bags.
Where?
He gives you an address.
Okay, where is said address?
As you look it up, it is a truck stop off of Route 1A in Massachusetts.
Okay.
6 a.m.
Christmas with the massholes.
Okay. He doesn't want to spend Christmas at a truck stop.
Start looking for a flight, I guess.
Yeah, last minute Christmas flights. Definitely going to go well. Let's just make a luck roll, Jeff. Let's see how that goes for you.
Hi. 70.
Hey, caught a red eye to Boston and then going to have to drive out into the country. Hey, you might be able to get something. Maybe we'll fly in somewhere on the western side and then drive in.
Mm-hmm. Sitting at the airport trying to explain to my wife why I'm taking off.
Yeah, let's do that, Jeff. We don't get to use the at-home section. And considering it's Christmas, please explain to your wife why you're flying away right before Christmas for a few days.
There's an arson investigation going on in Massachusetts. They need my eyes on.
Roll lying, Jeff. That looks real bad.
Yeah, that's
here.
Real bad.
Yeah, yeah.
That's 83 over 20.
That's not great lying.
I mean, I'm assuming I'm using persuade. I could be charisma.
Have a good Christmas with your other family.
You think I don't remember when you slept with that bitch? How dare you cheat on me? Where's the at-home section? I want to see what the hell you...
It's more that the at-home section goes badly once you start pushing stuff off on them.
Well, yeah, but you've already started the process poorly by leaving at Christmas time.
That means I get free... I get to push stuff off for free for a little bit.
I don't think that's what that means. I don't think that's what that means. We could do a sand loss or from the stress, or we could tick a couple of points off the bond. Which one do you think is you'd like to do?
Off the bond. Off the bond.
I'd say that's fair.
Yeah.
Burn the bond before you get it.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like...
They would typically go down by one.
I know, but it's a shotgun scenario.
And it's Christmas,
which means
she's really pissed.
It's a D4 plus one off the bond. Oh, you got plenty of power. Man, what's your wife's name?
Monica.
You really fucked up when you cheated on Monica.
Yeah.
Two. Okay. Tick two off the bond. So you're sitting in an airport getting a red eye flight. We'll just go down the line now. We'll talk to the detective. Your phone rings.
Pick it up.
Same sort of instructions.
All right.
What sort of holiday Yule time plans are we ruining for you?
None.
No bonds.
I have bonds.
Okay. Just, nobody.
Yeah.
Don't care about them.
Just because you have bonds doesn't mean you necessarily would be spending Christmas with them.
Depends on your score. It might be D4 plus one lower.
Do I need to roll for a flight as well?
Yeah, I think if you want a flight, I mean, it's the holidays.
I mean, I could drive.
You could drive. It would give you your own car there.
I rolled a 49.
You didn't call it,
so it means fuck all.
Low. I'm going to say low again. 23.
Okay. Perfect.
I mean, I could drive, but 11 o'clock at night and 6-hour drive is probably not the best.
Yeah, it's probably not great. Mr. Huntsville. same interaction. Anything you'd like to do? Anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, I just... ouch. I'm going to call my wife and explain to her that I got wrapped in for extra hours at the hospital. That I finished the shopping, and I'll be home as soon as I can.
All right. Also, some sort of lying roll would be good.
Yeah. Let's do...
Say persuade is probably where you're at.
Persuade. It's a 56 over 40.
So, yeah, she also thinks something is up. What is your wife's name?
Evelyn.
Evelyn. Well, you know, you promised me you weren't going to do this anymore and that you were going to spend more time with...
Jacqueline.
And you know, it's just, it's really disappointing. The roast is going to be here. You know, my parents are going to be here. I mean, I get it, but you know, it'd be nice if you could show up a little bit. And she hangs up the phone. I'm going to give you just straight sand loss on that one. I don't think you're ruining the bond. You do have commitments. It's a little bit better than Jeff's. I'm going to an arson investigation seven states over, which I don't think is a great excuse. It's very much one of those you picked up the phone and went,
Yeah.
Like eyes darting on the walls trying to find an excuse.
All right, just one sand loss?
Just roll sand.
Okay.
88 over 50.
Ouch.
So I was going to toss the old D4 for you. So apparently you just lose 4 sand. You feel really, really shitty.
Damn.
We'll call that helplessness. You are stuck far away from where you need to be and are really, really not feeling great. You also need to try and catch a flight.
Oh, yeah. Over.
That's under.
Of course I don't.
For the sake of narrative convenience, because I don't think you can drive that far that fast, you find a flight. It is inconvenient. You are going to be incredibly tired. Yeah, we'll play it that way. You find a flight, but you are... Where's the...
You burn willpower?
Yeah. We might start playing with that a little bit, because we never use that. Because after you've been awake for 24 hours, none of you really get a whole lot in terms of sleep. Going a night without sleep or refusing to rest after losing sand or hit points leads to exhaustion. Negative 20 penalty to all skill stats, test stands, and lose 1d6 willpower.
Ouch.
Yeah. You can take stimulants. It'll offset.
Does coffee work?
It says take stimulants or chain smoking offsets the exhaustion penalty. You all stumble into an address, which is a truck stop. It is early in the morning. It is quite nippy. There is a low dusting of snow. And you can tell it's that sort of darkness. You know, when you feel a snowstorm coming, it's cloudy. It's unpleasant. It's a little bit misty. There's just a little bit of snow sort of, you know, misting in the wind. Alertness rolls.
Crit.
Okay.
No,
you're doing.
I got it.
You're doing great roles over here.
I know.
Odd six, if that matters, but I know it doesn't. Usually doesn't.
So we've got the nurse, the detective, and the firefighter. Detective, you definitely note the nurse standing around, seemingly oblivious, looks asleep, maybe went into the truck stop and is like drinking
whatever's caffeinated.
Right. Pounding a Red Bull, clearly looks out of place. This is a very rural truck stop. Like there are truckers.
Yeah.
And you see this guy. If you'd like to do anything about it, if you'd like to interact and get the party together.
So you said he's in the middle of the parking lot or
I imagine like you have rolled up on the place and you see someone who's obviously out of place compared to everyone else. I mean, he's in plain clothes, but it's definitely not a trucker.
Yeah.
And it's someone who's scanning the parking lot, looking like they're looking for other people.
I kind of wish I would have said I would have drove and I would have like just put my light on top or something and like flash real quick. I'll pull up and I'll just sort of like flash my lights.
Give the call sign.
Yeah.
Would you like to introduce a call sign to the game? Okay. Never mind. Usually there's an exchange of code words or something.
Oh, no, because like the last time I did, I got lambasted for it, so I refused.
A call and response, a question that then he gets to answer in some humorous way that we make fun of for the rest of the game. I'm just curious. You get to ask the question. He has to give the weird answer.
I understand. I will say Mercury looks bright,
but only in the sunlight.
It rhymes. Doesn't make any fucking sense. Like they never do. So Jeff.
Yes.
Trey notices this interaction. And because you crit, you also notice that there is a dark, like 25-year-old sedan sitting in the corner of the lot watching this interaction. Anything you'd like to do?
Trey's inside enjoying a Slim Jim and and watching this go down.
Okay. The scene is on the two of you.
Is there cigarette smoke coming out of that old sedan?
You critted. Absolutely, there's cigarette smoke coming out.
I wonder why you're in a truck stop eating a Slim Jim instead of a piece of pie.
It depends on the truck stop.
I guess so.
Yes, there is a thematically appropriate, though probably not likely feasible from a single cigarette, amount of smoke creeping out of one of those windows.
Billowing out.
Trey will walk out and walk right past them and walk over to that sedan.
You walk up to the sedan.
Mm-hmm.
The window rolls down a little bit. You're going to ask about Mercury.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Since that is, the new parlance, yes.
You hear, who fucking cares? Get in the back of the car. All of a sudden, the lights start flipping and you guys are kind of being illuminated, darkened, illuminated, darkened, illuminated, darkened.
That really hurts my eyes. Apparently, we're being signaled.
Yep. Let's go see what Cancer Man wants from us.
You hear a gravelly voice sort of yell out of the car. Hurry up. We ain't got all fucking day.
I will sit in the front seat.
Sure. You have to move some empty cigarette containers and knock around a couple of double cheeseburger boxes in order to sit down. But you all sit down to see, you see a thin to almost anorexic woman in her late 50s or early 60s. Heavy smoker's pallor, deep, manly style voice. She's got stringy, long blonde hair that's going sort of gray white. Just chain smoking Pall Malls. So whose wife did you get caught fucking to end up with this shit job?
Do you mind if I roll the windows down?
Doesn't exactly keep this shit confidential, does it? But she rolls the windows down.
You said a 25-year-old car. You rolled the window down yourself.
You start cranking it. Yep.
It was the captain, but I don't think it had anything to do with this.
Welcome to Task Force Grinch, assholes.
Grinch?
Merry fucking Christmas.
Well, you're a ray of sunshine, aren't you?
I got shit to do. Any of you numbnuts ever heard of Project Referee?
I don't know. Have we?
I would give you the opportunity. Do any of you have scores in bureaucracy, not just the flat roll?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
What are your scores?
40.
40.
30.
I would give it to you minus 10 because it's DG type information.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, just a little over.
I say I think it's a little unlikely. So as you don't answer, she continues. Project Referee is our, consider it an alarm system. Individuals who are connected to dangerous materials are kept an eye on. Somebody tripped one of our Project Referee associates, shall we say. You could see she clicks on the dome light with her finger and starts flipping through some papers. Hell. Tina Weston. She works for the HR department at Miskatonic. She works for us keeping an eye on weird shit. In case any one of those guys goes cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, she gives us a call. Well, she gave us a call last night. You'll never believe this fucking story. Apparently, Santa Claus tried to kidnap her daughter last night.
Like, she actually said Santa Claus?
I'm bullshitting you. Yes, fucking Santa Claus.
You know, you types are so, you know, colorful with your language. Just gotta make sure.
She goes downstairs at 10 o'clock, sees Mr. Ho-Ho-Ho Man in red standing there, motioning for her daughter to come over the Christmas tree. She does what any good mother would do, proceed to shoot the bastard in the head, which apparently didn't affect him running out the front fucking door.
She's definitely on the naughty list now.
Join the club. But here's the thing. She works around people with things, artifacts, books. We don't know what the fuck to make of it.
And this loony bin that they're keeping him in?
And by five roll.
By five what?
You're in, there's a, it's intelligence, right?
Yes.
Okay. Your skill by five, so it should be whatever your, whatever
the
your
bigger number
is. Yeah, the big,
yeah. That's 57 over 55.
Yeah, you don't understand quite what she's talking about. So anyway, I don't know if, like I said, I don't know if she's gone crazy. She's been talking to somebody. We don't know. Fucking Saint Nick's trying to steal her daughter. Who knows? But we need to keep it under wraps. We need to go figure out what the fuck is going on.
So this wasn't somebody in a fake beard that she might have recognized. This is bowl full of jelly, like, hey. Went up the chimney.
Hey, that's what story she and her daughter are passing along.
She's sure she shot this guy in the head. Like, she a good shot? She know what she's doing?
Never met the woman.
All right. So this could have been just a stranger, and she took a pop and missed completely, and...
All I know was she chose to call us rather than the cops. She's not part of the program, okay? Project Referee is a bunch of friends who are looking for, and she does air quotes with her hand, and in doing so flips cigarette ash all over the place. Cultist extremists. She's just there as our fucking baby monitor on Miskatonic University, because if someone starts doing something fucking loony, probably the HR department's gonna notice. So she calls us, we figure it out. We don't expect her to call us because, you know, fucking jolly old Saint Nick comes down the Christmas tree and tries to, you know, eat her daughter or whatever. Who knows? Maybe she's lost her marbles. I got no idea.
Is she at home or has she gone somewhere safe?
She is at home.
Okay.
She has not left the property. She is waiting the FBI experts, she says, waving her hand broadly, throwing hot ash everywhere, while indicating you three chuckleheads.
Oh, good.
Any of you know how to drive a stick shift?
Yeah, probably.
If Trey says it first, you're thrown a set of keys. And she points in the corner to a battered SUV with trailer hitch and winch on front. She's up in the mountains.
Oh, cool.
And the forecast doesn't look good. Best I could come up with at short notice. Try not to drive too fast by any of the cops. It's not hot yet.
And you have our federal credentials, right?
I'm trying to remember if it says that they do. Luck roll, Troy.
Hi.
We're on fire tonight.
Not high.
What, your good looks won't get it? Getting the job done?
You said we were feds, so I assumed you would be well prepared for this, but just like always.
I really thought this call would go differently.
So, with the storm coming in, you're going to have to go through Arkham, follow the river, and go up into the up in the mountains along the way of the Miskatonic Valley. Said, I don't have a whole lot more information. You go through Arkham, you want to stop? Fine. You want to call the folks at Project Referee? Fine. Thing to keep in mind, she doesn't know shit about anything. She thinks that she's talking to some sort of FBI psychologists or off-the-books agents or some shit. She doesn't know fuck all about what we're doing.
You have the number for Project Referee?
She passes you over a thin envelope of things.
Okie dokie. Any more nuggets of wisdom you'd like to share, or are we going in blind as usual?
Enjoy Arkham.
Loads of help. Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
I think I'm probably hanging out at the open window by now.
Hey, I'll count that as chain smoking cigarettes if you'd like to roll a D6. You got a shit ton of nicotine in your body. Good for 4 more hours.
Nice.
No willpower loss yet.
I imagine like your hand sticks to the door handle when you're getting out.
Yellow greasy grime everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know where Cindy came from, but Cindy has replaced Clancy for the moment. You're given a set of keys. It is Saturday, December 21st. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning. It'll take you an hour and a half, 2 hours to get into Arkham. So I put you there first thing in the morning. Whatever you want to do from there.
I call back sleep and I'm sleeping.
Whatever is in the, you can obviously look up the address. It's not far out of Arkham, but it goes up into the hills and the mountains pretty quickly. And you could tell her address is not well listed. It gets remote really fucking fast. That's all I'm going to give you. You can start investigating from there, wherever you would like.
Okay.
Except for Daniel, because apparently he's sleeping.
I'll follow behind you in the rental. That way we at least have a second vehicle for reasons.
Okay. Leave it in Arkham and go up the hills in the truck.
Yeah.
Okay. Sticking to the speed limit, trying to not draw attention.
It's weird how that window looks like it was broken recently. It's got plastic over it.
Yeah. Stop somewhere and swap the plate off with another car.
Ooh, I like it. I like it.
Well, how did you guys get to the truck stop?
We've got cars there.
Swap, take a license plate from that one of those cars. Pre do that before we leave.
No, we do it off of somebody else's car so that it doesn't tie back to us.
Oh, okay.
I like it. I like it. That's some thinking that we don't normally see in these games. Next, you'll be asking for cover and saying, can I take my guns with me?
You mean as in thinking?
Yeah. Yeah, no shit.
Are we stopping in Arkham for anything, or are we heading straight to her place?
And if we don't have to, I don't see why we need to.
As we're going through Arkham, I will keep an eye out for somebody in a Santa suit, just in case.
Alertness?
I mean, I have an 80 in alertness, so pretty damn
16
alert.
Under 50.
You hear the telltale ring of the Salvation Army. Oh, ho, 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 ding, outside ding, the ding, Safeway ding, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Ring, 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 ring. Christmas time is here.
Arkham's a college town. Probably pretty empty, idyllic downtown. Big fucking Christmas tree in the middle of town with the lights on it and all the Who's down in Whoville.
While we're driving, I'm going to call, Project, what was the name of it?
Yeah, they gave you a contact for Project Referee.
Yeah, I'm going to call and see if I can get any information on this Tina Weston.
What else is in the envelope?
Not much. Like, confirmation of address, her stuff. This happened so fast, the handler didn't have time to pull anything together whatsoever. The handler's not fully briefed on Project Referee. You would imagine. You call. There's a bit of a call and response sort of thing. And yes, what can I do to help?
I was going to get some information about a Tina Weston.
Okay. Yes, I've got Tina Weston, codename Bookmark. Tina is in place at the Miskatonic University HR department. It looks like she was recruited in 2009. It looks like we have had little to no contact with her in the last decade. I've got, looks like she reached out June 21, 2016, and also reached out last night.
You said she was recruited.
Yes. The program, the Project Referee will establish assets in key positions to keep an eye on various artifacts. We in the business call it tome rot. And individuals are connected to certain databases or artifacts or certain places. We'd like to be proactive in terms of rectifying the situation as needed. So she's in place to kind of look out for any situations that might be important at Miskatonic University.
Miskatonic University. Was there anything of important artifact-wise that she was specifically assigned to there?
Not specifically, but Miskatonic is known for a robust collection of occult, of dangerous occult artifacts. So we're always concerned that someone on the faculty there or a student might get a hold of something. And well, you know.
What did she call in 2016 about?
It has nothing to do with Project Referee. It looks like she filed a missing persons report.
Who?
I've got the name here, Professor Arthur Weston.
Hmm. I'm assuming some kind of relation?
Yes, it looks like Professor was her husband and also on the faculty of Miskatonic University.
Still missing?
Hard to say. I have no follow-up information. As far as Project Referee is concerned, she contacted us. Sort of a you know, FYI that she was going to contact the police to file the missing persons report. We said absolutely, and that's all the more that I have here in the records.
Do you have anything about her recruitment? Is she a willing participant in this, or is there some kind of animosity between her and the program that we need to know about?
Nothing that I have listed.
Okay.
She is a model project referee asset.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely. So you get that.
That's the most friendly and helpful program phone call we've ever had.
I work in customer service. I aim to please.
Since when?
Yeah, well. See, I find that, like, the handlers are the assholes, right? But, like, somewhere, there's a bunch of mooks working in an office building. They're just trying to do their jobs.
Yeah, but again, we've never come across those.
Reached out? When have you ever had permission to reach out to, like, you know, the program's HR department or records? We also started late. Being a dickhole at this point, I really want to get to the other part so I can be a real dickhole.
Okay, I think we should. What do you think the first stop should be? Either her or Miskatonic University?
Say we go see her, get her side of things.
When we stop, I want to try and look up the missing persons case.
I mean, it's the internet. It's the age of the internet. I mean,
right? Is this still an ongoing investigation, or is this public record now?
With a quick Google search, I mean, it was in the Miskatonic Gazette. Like, it's public knowledge.
Okay, so is it still an ongoing investigation?
This
was 3 years ago?
Yes. As of the date of the article, it said, you know, you find an article dated like 4 or 5 days later, you know, faculty member, you know, so-and-so presumed lost. Do you have anything that does, like, do you have some Googling expertise?
Googling is not really a thing.
Well, there's library use. There's SIGINT.
No, there's not. There's SIGINT, but that has nothing to do with Googling. That's basic computer function.
Yeah, but there's being good at it and not being good at it. My mother knows basic Googling functions, but...
What do you want me to read?
I don't know. Give me a character sheet.
What do you want me to roll?
I don't know. Give me a character sheet. I want you to roll library use.
Computer science is usually...
Then play Call of Cthulhu.
There's not enough assault weapons in Call of Cthulhu.
That's just a lack of trying.
It'd have to be SIGINT or computer science, I think.
Well, if it's either one of those, then I can't make the roll. I can make an intelligence roll, which is... The way the book reads, if it's something that anybody can do, it's intelligence.
I understand. Roll intelligence then, Jeff.
I
still
fail.
Fucked it. As far as you can, you find an article saying that he's missing. I mean, you find it from 4 or 5 days after the date you were given.
Okay.
Okay. So she's tasked to keep an eye on things at this university. Husband goes missing 3 years ago. Now, creepy immortal Santa tries to kidnap her daughter. Shoots him in the face and he walks out the front door. So there's something going on.
Put on my thinking cap.
Let's go talk to her.
How far out of town is she?
I mean, a decent bit.
A decent amount. Okay.
I mean, enough so, just looking at Google Maps, I don't know necessarily that none of you really come from mountainous terrain necessarily, but if you've driven through hills and mountains before, you can look at it and go, this shit's remote. Yeah, is it like a 30, 40 minute drive? No problem. With a little bit of snow, with more snow coming in, it could become impassable and hazardous when thematically convenient. So yeah, she's only maybe 45 minutes out of town. But
okay, we're heading that way.
Okay, you begin heading up. It is, I was just saying, it didn't take you long to get here, so it's like at best noonish, you know, probably not even quite that. As you start winding your way up the mountain, it continues to be gray and drizzling. It's very pretty, snow all over the trees and clinging to the road, but you can feel, you know, 20 minutes into the drive you turn off and it starts becoming gravel and bumpy and hazardous. And the what do we get for a rental car?
We got the one that's stolen.
Yeah, I know. You've got the Troy was following you with another car. I was wondering what his rental car.
Oh, I thought we were going to
left that in Arkham proper.
Okay, so it's parked somewhere downtown. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, no, you're bouncing around, no problem.
I'm going to search the back of whatever we're in, this SUV, see if there's anything of use back in here now.
Not a bad call. You find some tools. I'm going to go ahead and leave that very vague. You find a box of tools in case you want something later, because once I define it, it starts disappearing. But that could be interesting later.
Box of tools.
Some random car repair stuff. It definitely looks like this is somebody's work truck of some sort.
Flares?
Sure. Yeah. A couple of road flares.
Yeah.
Why not? I like to see what happens with that. You bounce along. And like I said, you probably drive on a gravel road a good 10, 15 minutes as you weave your way into the back, slow going. But you pull up on sort of an old, old 1930s style house, maybe a little older, 2.5 stories. You can see a detached 2-car garage. Both garage doors are down. No real car tracks or anything. You're definitely driving on the fresh fallen snow. You can see some Christmas lights hanging up, wreath on the door, a plywood painted Frosty the Snowman staked out right by the front door.
She's still very festive for Psycho Santa trying to come and take her daughter.
She said that he ran out the front door.
Correct.
Is there any kind of tracks leading anywhere other than the normal sets of tracks?
You're driving, right?
Yeah.
So you think about that. So you stop. You stop early. You don't drive over what could be potential evidence. Call it a search roll.
Oh, I doubt it. Nope. 68 over 40.
You can see some tracks coming out of the snow from the front door. Are they, know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're misshapen like they are in the snow.
Aragorn, you are not.
No. I'm glad he didn't ask me to roll survival.
Because forensics is a thing too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Forensics could also be used.
I've got the same in that as search.
Okay. Anybody else anything?
I mean, can I search as well?
Sure.
Odd 3.
Odd 3 is a much better roll.
It is.
Are you focusing just on looking for the tracks in the snow? Are you searching anything else?
Yeah. Specifically the tracks, as he was pointing out, trying to discern Santa's footprints.
The prints are misshapen. It definitely isn't someone who would be like in a booted foot or a shoed foot. If it's not jolly old Saint Nick or something fucking weird, right, then it was probably somebody barefoot or maybe in a stocking, like the it's not usually with shoe. You would see imprint, you would see tracks, you would see you know what I mean.
Souls, this is
it's more like if you think about an imprint that a foot would make in a sock, maybe a thick wool sock. It's indistinct and misshapen, but there's definitely a set of tracks going out the door kind of toward where you might park if you were in front of the house, and then hangs a hard left turn and goes 50 feet 100 feet off the property into the tree line.
But you're saying these tracks look more like slim as a foot and less like they would be wearing a shoe?
100%. Yeah.
Okay.
They're misshapen. They're elongated and they lack definition. That's probably the best way to say it. Whereas a shoe would leave, a boot would leave a boot print, right? This is more, the best you could think is like if somebody were wearing like a thick wool sock and went running outside, it would leave a
shape. Yeah, but you say misshapen and I'm thinking like fucking Gilman foot or something.
No. It is not. It is not like a 5-clawed toe. It's definitely a rough outline of a human foot.
Okay. Adult sized?
Yes. It definitely not child sized. Okay. It could be anything from like a teenager to an adult.
Wrong time of year to run out of the house without your shoes. Well, we're going to talk to this lady.
Yeah.
Go up to the door.
Alertness roll. I'll give it to you because you're standing right there at the door.
Nope. 69 over 40.
Perfect. The door swings open and you are confronted with two things that sort of catch your eye. The first is you see a slim brunette in her late 30s, early 40s, maybe, in a reindeer sweater and jeans. A little disheveled. Eyes a little bloodshot. The other thing you also notice is that as she swung the door open, she is standing Weaver stance with a .38 pointing out the door.
Whoa. Tina Weston?
Yeah.
You called in?
Oh, yeah. And she's sort of like swinging the gun, kind of.
If you wouldn't mind lowering the gun, ma'am.
Right. Yeah, sorry. And you see her very sort of consciously like ease her hands off the gun and very take a deep breath. And then she very slowly and deliberately slides it into the back of her jeans, sort of pinned by the belt. I'm sorry. It was a long, long night.
Maybe come in?
Of course. And you step in.
How about you walk us through what happened?
Sure. Yeah. Come on in. You can hear TV playing in the background. We're going to say it's,
Okay. First question.
Yeah.
everyone's okay, right?
Oh, you're still... Sorry, I thought you were asking me. You're, you're role-playing. I'm still setting the scene for you.
Sorry.
You step into a hallway, stairs at the end of the hallway. It looks like you have sort of a main room to the left, a main room off to the right, and then these are both like large openings like you're going into. The one off to the right is like a dining, formal dining room setting. You can tell there's a kitchen beyond that. Off to the left, you get the lights of a Christmas tree, presents under the tree. You hear a TV. You hear the classic claymation Christmas movie, fucking Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, fucking Heat Miser, some shit's playing on in the background. Santa Claus is coming to town. That's particularly morbid. Let's go with that one. And she sort of takes you in and steps into the kitchen. It's like, my Sophia's in the other room. Last night, about 10 o'clock, I heard a noise. Thought maybe Tina had gotten up in the middle of the night. She's, what is she, seven? Something like that. She's seven or eight. I have to look. She's been really excited about Christmas. I figured maybe she was fooling around with the presents and was going to come down and say something to her. I rounded the corner from down here in the stairs and stepped into the living room. And there was someone dressed as Santa, beard, red cloak. He was sort of reaching out towards her, going to grab her. I screamed. He took off towards the door. And she's got like, there are side tables and different things like in the hallway. She's like, I keep the gun here. It's kind of at the foot of the stairs. There's like a sideboard. It's like a sideboard there. So as he ran towards the front door and was fumbling with the door, I was able to pull out the 38 and I took a pot shot. I practice at the range quite frequently. I hit him through the head and it didn't slow him down on his run right out the door.
You're positive you shot him in the head?
Yeah.
Single shot?
Yeah.
Any mess?
You walked in.
Yes. Have you cleaned something up?
No.
How long have you had the gun?
About 2 or 3 years now.
Did you obtain that after your husband disappeared?
8 months or so later. I mean, it just kind of, especially, you know, in the winter, it gets dark early and it, you know, we love the house and we're, you know, but at the same time.
It's just the two of you out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you had any history with break-ins or intruders before?
No. I mean, we're not far from town, but it's pretty remote. There's some guys who hunt the woods, but for the most part, a lot of the land, there's obviously significant forest leading up into the mountains, but, farther, closer to town, a lot of our neighbors, we've known them for a while. Is her husband's name Alan? What the fuck is it now?
Arthur.
Arthur and I have lived here for a while. So, I mean, it's friendly. Arkham's a nice place to raise your kids.
The Santa, like a typical jolly Coke bottle, you know, on a Coca-Cola commercial Santa.
It was dark. The tree was lit. Otherwise, all the lights were off down here. It didn't look right. Santa didn't move right. I haven't had a lot of sleep.
So why do you say Santa?
Long red coat and shiny belt buckle, white beard poking out from under the hood. I mean,
have a cap on even.
I don't remember a cap. It was more like, and she goes to describe, I don't know. Cody would describe it this way. I don't know how she would describe it, but you know how you sort of see like the Father Christmas things where it's the hood pulled up as opposed to the jolly Saint Nick cap. Yeah. Like that.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to. Yeah.
Okay. So as you go out your front door, what's this way and points to where the tracks go?
The property line that we have only goes a little ways. It turns into state-owned land. It turns into, you know, eventually you get to the national forest.
Wilderness.
Yeah, it's, you know, no one has land out in that direction.
And you and your daughter haven't been out here?
No, we haven't left the house.
Okay.
Do you mind us if we ask about your husband's disappearance?
Sure. I don't know how it's relevant, but if you think it's helpful.
Well, we know that you both work at the same university.
Right.
Since his disappearance, have you had any strange goings on here at the house or at work?
I'm not sure what you mean.
I don't know. Anything that anybody showed any animosity towards you? Did your husband have any enemies or?
No. I mean, he went for a walk and never came back.
Here at the property?
Yeah. No, like I said, it gets pretty wild once you get out that way. It's not uncommon in the Miskatonic Valley. I always told him to go out with his cell phone and, you know, have a flashlight and, you know, but, you know, it's not uncommon around here for people to.
Fish people.
Yep.
Did he have his phone on him?
Honestly, I don't remember. I know we tried calling him. I don't remember if they found his phone or not. I think he had it on him.
Did they find any trace of him?
No.
Okay. Like so they didn't find his cell phone.
No.
Well, do you mind if, would you and Sophia mind if we stayed here for a day or two to investigate and check around the property?
Sure, yeah. Whatever you folks think is best. I mean, you're the FBI.
We sure yes, are. We
are. Wink at the camera.
Just like Bruce Campbell. Big shiny mouth.
Since I have a decent number in forensics, I'm going to assume that I probably have some sort of basic forensic kit.
Sure.
You're a detective, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you would have basic forensic knowledge, and you may have, depending on what you want to pull. Like if you're going to run a DNA spectro analysis, then no.
No, I want to check the door area if there's any
sign of gunfire.
Gunfire remains. Blood splatter.
Forensics.
Yes.
Okay, so he's going to be doing that for a minute. Do either of you want to? He says, "Hey, I'm going to go take a look at this." He goes out to the car, he gets a kit, he starts poking around, flashlight, you know.
I'll ask Tina, "Do you mind if I talk to Sophia?"
Sure. I don't think she's processed what happened. So I don't know how helpful she will be, but you know, I of course.
Sure.
I'm trying to find out how old she would be. 8.
Okay.
So you're going to talk forensics. Anything you want to do, Jeff?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay. We'll hold the forensics. We'll do the talky bits first. She's sitting in there eating some chicken nuggets, ketchup, French fries, sitting at the little like TV tray in front of the TV, watching Christmas cartoons.
Sophia, is it?
She's 8-year-old, so she probably has an attitude. Yep, she says without looking away from the sparkly lights.
Oh, I like this one. This is a really good one, especially when they do the belly flop and go down the hill in the snow. That's fun.
Yep, I tried it, but I got caught on a lot of sticks. It didn't work.
Yeah, gotta get you a sled.
Yeah.
My name's Jared.
Oh, hi, Jared.
Hi. I heard you had a bit of a scary time recently.
I don't remember anything scary.
Your mommy was telling us about coming downstairs and seeing you with a stranger by the Christmas tree.
I wasn't a stranger. It was Santa.
Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Well, that must have been exciting.
It was. He was supposed to be here for like 5 more days.
Did he say anything to you? Did he tell you why he came early?
Nope, he did not.
Hmm. Did you get to see his face and his jolly cheeks?
I didn't hear him, but I came downstairs to tell mom I was going to pick up the presents and see how heavy they felt. But there he was at the tree looking at the presents just out of nowhere. That's how I know he was the real Santa. Just magic. He just appeared.
So you didn't see him come down the chimney or anything?
Maybe he came down the chimney. He's pretty good. Like, and you could tell there is actually a fireplace there next to the tree.
Hmm.
But yeah, I didn't hear the door. I didn't hear his boot steps. I just turned around and there he was at the tree.
And he was just checking the presents for you, huh?
Yeah. I saw him looking down at the presents and then he looked up at me and he had a, I could see his beard and his big red cheeks, and he kind of did one of these, and she puts her index finger up to her lips, and then he kind of waved hello and told me to come over. And as I was walking over there, that's when mom came down the stairs.
Yeah, I think he gave your mommy quite a fright. I don't think she was expecting him till Christmas.
Yeah, no, and he was kind of pushy.
Was he angry that your mommy was there?
He didn't say anything, but he clearly wanted to take me back to check out the toy shop because he was going to grab my hand, but he didn't ask permission.
Well, there's one thing I've always wanted to know about Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah?
Does he smell like a chimney? Does he smell like the cookies? Or does he smell like the reindeer?
Oh, that's a great question. Santa Claus is supposed to smell like gingerbread cookies. Everybody knows that. But this Santa Claus, he smelled like wet leaves. That's not right.
Well, thanks, Sophia.
And I'll let you guys hold there in case you think of anything else. We'll go back to the detective. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Actually, I wanted to ask the mom. You said when he was going out, he fumbled with the door. The door hadn't been unlocked.
It's hard to say, but no, I don't think the door was unlocked.
Okay. So I'm gonna look around for another point of ingress.
Sure. This is a good point to bring in the detective. Detective Hewson. First off, the second you walked in,
yeah,
gunshot absolutely went off. Like you can, it's decayed a little bit, but you can tell, you can smell the gunpowder. It doesn't take you very long to find the bullet hole. You can tell that a .38 was shot. It went through the wall. There is no blood spatter. There is no evidence around the hole. Usually, you know, you shoot somebody in a hallway,
yeah,
you're going to get other stuff. It looks like it was just target practice. The only thing you have is damage to the wall.
How did it go fairly deep in?
Even a 38. Oh, well, it's an old house. That might be plaster and lath.
Could I ascertain if it went through a body and then into the wall?
Called a luck roll.
High. That's high.
The bullet is not very far. You can extract the bullet if you want. You can actually see the plaster and lath did stop it after a bit.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you'd like to extract the bullet, you can. The bullet is, it's hard to say because the bullet is going to misshape from the force of striking things. Mm-hmm. It definitely struck things. I don't know that you could tell what it went through without something a little more heavy duty. I don't know that you would be able to ascertain the difference between hitting the wall and hitting something else and then hitting the wall.
Is it jacketed? Is it hollow point? What is it?
It is a standard 38. It's nothing fancy.
Okay.
It's not a hollow point. She's not.
It's a bullet.
Well, no, hollow points in a house are safety rounds. They're going to hit a wall and they're going to stop.
Correct.
So was this a hollow point that, or is, am I barking up the wrong tree?
You're barking up the wrong tree a little bit.
Given the area, they probably got weapons that'll kill animals here. So it's probably not the safety rounds for inside.
Well, no, the safety rounds will tear up living matter, but it's not going to go through structures.
No, I don't think that that's necessarily the thought process behind the bullets that she's buying.
Okay.
Yeah, imagine she just bought just sort of standard bullets.
What time of day is it?
It's getting to early afternoon now.
So guys, before we lose the light and we know there's weather coming in, maybe we should take a look at the tracks outside.
Yeah.
Troy, because you passed your forensics roll, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do notice there's like a, it's hard to tell, it's been disturbed, but there's like a some sort of film on near the deadbolt and the doorknob. It's much more obvious on the doorknob or on the deadbolt. You don't see it as much on the doorknob, but it's like a, I don't know, like a grease kind of consistency.
Something I could like scrape off and save away.
Yeah, you could definitely save it. I don't know what you're going to do with it.
You don't
have a lab, but yeah, it's some sort of like a greasy, grimy, muddy sort of consistency. It kind of sticks to things and not quite like a sap, not that sticky, but you know, more like a grease. It kind of just gets everywhere and doesn't.
If I smell it, does it have a particular smell?
Earthy, maybe.
Okay. It's fairly clear.
Sort of clear to clear brown. It's not like, I guess, I don't want to say brackish because brackish is fairly opaque. Like it's still sort of translucent, if that makes sense, but it's definitely more of a brown, muddy kind of feel.
Okay.
Tina, are there a lot of dangerous animals in the wilderness around here?
No, not too many. We occasionally get reports of a few bears, some fox. I don't know if they have like bobcats, but maybe bobcats.
We'd like to check out the woods and stuff outside your house. Do you have a spare firearm we might be able to take with us just for safety?
No, sorry. All I've got's the 38.
No problem.
Yes, Jeff.
I'm definitely going back to the car and getting a tire iron out of that sucker if there is one.
You're packing, aren't you?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Makes sense.
They don't give guns to all the FBI agents.
I'm a nurse, so they definitely don't give a gun to me.
Depends on what hospital you're a nurse at. Sure. What else do you guys want to do? So we're going outside. You're going to get a tire iron. Alertness roll. Nurse Jared.
29 under 40.
The car's sitting off kilter.
Like we parked it on a hill.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll check it out. Like, is the ground shifting underneath it or tires flat? What's going on?
You got a flat tire.
Damn it. Guys, I'm going to go ahead and get this changed, see if there's a spare here.
You walk around the side of the car to get in the back? I'll be goddamn, two flat tires.
Okay. Where's that tire iron?
In the undescribed tools, you've got a tire iron.
Okay.
Follow the tracks. Leading to the woods
by yourself?
No, I'm waiting for tire iron and the rest of the group.